Good evening. First of all, I'd like to say thank you very, very much for having me. I was a student in UCD. I was here for 6 years, and I had the pleasure of attending many of these debates when I was a student. So it's quite an honour and a privilege to be up here. An awful lot has been said this evening about rights, the right to life as a fetus, and the right to choice of the woman. And yes, absolutely, there is a conflict here between the right to life as a fetus and the right to choose for the woman. But there's also a number of other rights that are being infringed on by the abortion ban in Ireland. So I'd just like to talk a little bit about some of the practical implications of that. Now, Article 43.3, which is the article that prohibits abortion in Ireland, it essentially says that it offers due regard to the life of the fetus, but with due regard to the life of the mother. So what it's saying is, fetus and the mother have an equal right to survival, which I think is a very nice idea, in principle. Then I think a little bit about it, and I think, okay, sperm wanders up a fallopian tube, bumps into an egg, boom. That has the same rights as me. I've been here for 26 years, I've educated myself, my parents have invested an awful lot of money in that, and I'm going, so, I suddenly have the same rights as something that foresells. Is that fair? Is that... I find it a little bit insulting, to be quite honest with you, and I know I'm being very, very flippant here. I think to suggest that any woman doesn't understand the implications of abortion, the implications that they are ending potential life, is nonsense. I think women who choose abortion, it's a choice that they may make it instantly, they may know as soon as they decide that they're pregnant that this is the right choice for them. I don't think they for a second don't understand the implications of that. I don't think they for a second don't understand the implications of pregnancy. But what I'd like to talk about is some of the rights that are being infringed on by a woman if we ban abortion, if we remove that choice from her. One of the big rights that we infringe upon is a woman's right to health. Now, the right to health, it's not just, as the WHO says, it's not just the absence of disease. It's actually a state of physical and emotional well-being. So, basically what it's saying is that every single human being has the right to well-being, not just the absence of disease, not just the absence of, say, for example, cancer or the absence of some disease of pregnancy that might cause a woman to die. Just well-being. It seems like a very, very basic right. And yet, our ban on abortion violates this right for thousands of women every year. If you look at what happens in the situation in developing countries, now to suggest we don't have abortion in Ireland is a little bit of a nonsense. 15 women every single day leave this country to terminate a pregnancy. About 28% of women will experience a crisis pregnancy at some point in their life. That's a lot of us in this room. Those women, when they don't have access to abortion, the effect, and WHO agrees with this, the UN agrees with this, numerous studies by obstetricians and gynecologists agree with this. When you ban abortion, the only practical consequence of that is the rise of backstreet abortion. 70,000 women every single year die because of backstreet abortion. Backstreet abortions are induced by inserting bones, needles, bicycle spokes, and caustic chemicals into the uterus. They are caused by blunt force trauma, so women throwing themselves on horses, throwing themselves downstairs, and inducing and taking very caustic chemicals. Why on earth would a woman do that if she didn't very seriously need to end that pregnancy, if she was not making a very serious decision? The only backstreet abortion is actually not related to the actual abortion rate. What a lot of WHO studies have found is that even as the global abortion rate goes down, so even as legal abortions go down, backstreet abortions go up, desperate women will still do this. The only practical effect of a ban on abortion is an increase in backstreet abortion. Now, you might ask, what relevance is this to Ireland? We are very lucky. The vast majority of Irish women have access to abortion services in Britain and further afield. But more and more we are seeing the rise of backstreet abortions in Ireland. I can name two very difficult cases where women have presented to Holles Street Hospital with perforated uterus and having taken a huge overdose of an indigestion medication called mifepristone. Both of these women nearly died. The Irish Medicines Board is reporting a huge increase in stopping abortion-inducing drugs being shipped into the country. Backstreet abortion is in Ireland. It is happening. And by banning abortion, we are encouraging this problem and we are denying the women the right to health and, in more extreme cases, the right to their own lives. Ireland's abortion law is a fundamentally unequal law. As I said, suggests that the 6,000 Irish women who travel every day to the UK and further afield, or 6,000 women every year who travel to the UK and further afield in abortions, it's an everyday reality, but it's an everyday reality for those women who can afford it. Those women who are in a position to travel, those women who can leave any existing children, those women who are not in abusive relationships and can't leave their partners, those women who are not restricted to stay in Ireland because of their immigration status. The vast majority of women who experience backstreet abortions and backstreet terminations are women there. The two women that I told you about, one was a Filipino woman, one is a Moldovan woman, and both of whom were not able to leave the country due to their economic or immigration status. It's an unequal law. Our ban on abortion has had the simple and practical effect that we have one law for the rich, for those who can travel, and one law for the poor, for those who can't. Now, I know that people are going to suggest to me that just because it's happening anyway, we should just turn the blind eye and we shouldn't condone this behaviour. But that's all very well in principle, but it's what women are doing. Also, this is a fundamentally discriminatory law against women. Abortion is a service that is required by women. Backstreet abortions and deaths from backstreet abortions, 13%, it's the highest maternal mortality rate in the world. And it's thousands of women who are dying, and it's only women. It's an issue that affects only women. And to have a law that CEDAW suggests that to ban on abortion has a simple effect of discriminating against women, because this is an issue that only affects women. Finally, I'd just like to point out that actually our current ban on abortion is actually against the wishes of our people and the wishes of our own constitution. In 2002, the Irish people voted overwhelmingly not to reverse the judgments in the X case. They said, we think a woman should have the right to an abortion if she is suicidal. Ladies and gentlemen, I beg to propose the motion because I think women deserve a right. It's more than a right to choose, it's a right to life, it's a right to health, and it's a right that the Irish people have given women. Thank you very much.